Okay, gather in nice and close, guys. First of all, welcome to Lee Valley. My name's Richard, I'm going to be one of your group's guides.
Richard, it seems that I've been convinced to go on to the Whitewater Raft and go around the course. I'm dressed up to the nines today. I've got socks, boots, a wetsuit, a cagoule, a buoyancy aid, everything to keep me warm on the water.
And of course a helmet shortly too as well, yeah. If you fall out, you can end up going under the raft. Sometimes.
Well, we're fully kitted up and I have a feeling that we're going to get very wet.
Okay guys, so we're going to let this raft go first. We're not going to pile on top of them. Okay, we're going to give them a bit of space so we can watch them down the first bit. But don't laugh if it goes wrong, guys, because we don't want any instant karma on ourselves, okay?
There you go, guys. Here comes the raft. And hard boards, let's go. Get down, these boys.
Well, Richard, we've just dried off and we're now standing on the bridge overlooking the Olympic course. I must say that I'm quite glad to be back on dry land. But let's talk about the course, because this is something that we're going to be seeing for a long period of time. This is the Olympic course.
It's a 300 metre course and it drops to a 5.5 metres over the length of that. So it's quite a good gradient there. And we've got two big drops. So we just generally refer to them as drops. And also along the course, you've got wave trains, you've got eddies, you've got stoppers, and all these features we can use to make the session more exciting.
If you were to ride the course, what would you face?
First, you've got a wave train with three major features on it called the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and then followed by a nice wave you can surf on called So Help Me God.
And then we come underneath the bridge.
We have a wave under the bridge which is called Downtown, which is a reference to Red Hot Chili Peppers song Under the Bridge Downtown. And then that leads you into our first big drop, which is known as Jaws.
And is that because when you hit the bottom of Jaws, the water comes up over your head like a shark?
Yeah, definitely. It's just because it's that big volume, it's that wall of water there.
I experienced that.
Yeah, you did. And when you go straight down it, you know, you lose yourself under the water as you crash through the wave, which is great. And after Jaws, there's no let up. You're straight into a wave train known as J2O to us, which gives quite a good kick as you go through it. And then you carry on through the course. Another number of other features, notably Revolver, Main Event, and the Sideshow wave chain before the final drop of Boom, which you know very well.
I do know this very well because we were facing Boom. You made us paddle back into Boom and said there is a risk that we will flip. It wasn't until we tried to paddle back into it for a second time, which I thought we were pushing our luck anyway, that you said jump left, nobody did, and over we went.
The course is a very safe way to try rafting, to be honest. We know what's in here. There's no nasty surprises in the course that you might get on a natural river. So although the grade of the water is quite serious, because it's artificial, it's a controlled environment. So it's a really nice, friendly, safe way to experience whitewater.